It's Labor Day weekend and you deserve a treat. Like 25% off all your Liquid IV favorites and podcast exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. Just go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout. There's never been a better time to stock up on all your favorite hydration. From sugar-free flavors like raspberry lemonade to the fan favorite hydration multiplier, cotton candy, and more. This is a limited time offer, so stock up before it ends. Just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing, on-the-go hydration. So don't miss stocking up on all your favorites. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide plus exclusive gifts with purchase. That's code LIVPODS at liquidiv.com.
Think of a child with a kite. He stands in a wide open field, his gaze fixed on the kite as it dances against the vast sky. This simple yet powerful image mirrors our faith. Like the child's steady hand that guides the kite through changing winds, our faith guides us, holding firm to God's promises despite life's challenges. Today, we will explore how this steadfast faith connects us to God's healing power. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My dear friends, let us be reminded of the words in Hebrews 11 verse 1, which says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." This verse captures the essence of our journey today. The child, standing in the vast openness, with his gaze intently fixed on the kite against the vast sky, presents a vivid picture of faith in action. This simple yet profound act is much like our own journey of faith. A firm grip on the unseen and a steadfast belief in the promises of God, despite the changing winds of life. Today, as we explore the powerful connection between our steadfast faith and God's healing power, let us hold on to the thought of the child's unwavering focus and the kite's graceful dance in the wind. Let this inspire us to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, our healer, and our provider. Let's delve deep into the scriptures with open hearts, ready to receive the profound insights and truths that they hold. Now we will explore the reach of faith, touching the hem of his garment. My friends, in the book of Mark, we encounter a story that brings to life the essence of faith's reach. The story of the woman with the issue of blood is one that resonates with persistence, courage, and the indomitable spirit of faith. For 12 long years, this woman endured not just the physical ailment of her condition, but the social and emotional isolation that came with it. She sought help far and wide, but instead of finding relief, she found her resources depleting and her hope dwindling. Yet, within her burned a flicker of faith that refused to be extinguished. Do you have just a flicker of faith today? In the book of Mark 5, verses 27 to 30, and verse 34, the scripture reads, "When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" And what an incredible moment it must have been. This story isn't just about physical healing. It's about the power of faith to bridge the gap between our deepest needs and God's limitless compassion. The woman reached out in faith, and at that very touch, her life was transformed. Her story encourages us to stretch out in faith, to believe that despite the winds of doubt or fear, our faith can connect us to the healing and restorative power of Jesus. When we possess this type of faith, the duration of our waiting becomes irrelevant, and the grimness of any prognosis loses its sting. Our focus shifts from our circumstances to the one who holds all power and authority. In his presence, the impossible becomes possible, and the irreversible is wonderfully reversed. So, like the child with the kite, we too are called to hold on to our faith, to let it rise against the sky of our challenges, believing that the same Jesus who acknowledged the touch of a trembling hand years ago is reaching out to us today. It's this faith that heals, that restores, and that brings peace amidst life's storm. Next, let us consider the unity of faith, friends in faith. My friends, in the Gospel of Luke, we find a powerful testament to the strength of united faith. The story of the paralyzed man, brought to Jesus by his friends, paints a vivid picture of communal faith in action. This man, unable to reach Jesus by himself, was blessed with friends who refused to let physical barriers deter their mission of mercy and love. Luke 5, verses 18 to 26, says, "Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, 'Man, your sins are forgiven you.' And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, 'Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, 'Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, "Rise up and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins.' He said to the man who was paralyzed, 'I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.' Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, 'We have seen strange things today.'" In this narrative, the paralyzed man's healing was not just a result of his faith, but was profoundly connected to the faith of his friends. Their actions, carrying him, finding a way through the crowd, lowering him through the roof, speak volumes about the power of collective faith. It's a faith that says, "We will not be deterred. We will not accept defeat. Together, we will find a way to Jesus." Friends, this story challenges us to reflect on the power of community in our faith journey. It calls us to be both bearers and carriers, to support and be supported in our pursuit of divine healing and grace. It reminds us that sometimes our faith, combined with the faith of those around us, creates a symphony of belief that moves the heart of God. Now, let us look at the persistence of faith, holding on through the storm. Let's turn our gaze back to the child and his kite. Imagine the winds growing stronger, the sky darkening slightly. The child's task becomes more challenging as the kite dips and dives, pulled by the gusts. Yet, the child's grip does not waver. His determination does not falter. He adjusts, adapts, and holds on, his faith in the kite's flight unshaken. In the scripture, we find a story that embodies this persistence of faith in the face of adversity. the story of Naaman, the commander, as recounted in 2 Kings, offers profound insights into the nature of steadfast faith and obedience. Naaman, a man of valor and high standing, was afflicted with leprosy. In his quest for healing, he was directed to the prophet Elisha. The instructions given to him were simple, yet humbling: to wash in the Jordan River 7 times. Naaman's initial reaction was one of indignation. The task seemed too simplistic, too undignified for someone of his stature. Yet, upon the persuasion of his servants, he chose to humble himself and adhere to the prophet's words. In 2 Kings 5, verse 14, the Bible tells us, "Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Naaman's healing was not just a physical transformation. It was a testament to the power of faith and obedience. Even when the path seems unclear or trivial, his story urges us to hold onto our faith, to persist in our belief, even when the instructions of God seem too simple or the journey too demanding. It reminds us that our understanding is limited, but when we choose to trust in God's wisdom, miraculous transformations can unfold. My friends, just like the child who adjusts his hold on the kite string, understanding that the winds are part of the flight, we too are called to adjust our perspectives, to embrace the challenges as part of our faith journey. Our persistence in faith, our steadfastness in the face of trials, is a powerful testimony to the strength and reliability of God's promises. We will now turn our attention to the wholeness of faith, healing beyond the physical. Understand that the healing that faith brings is not confined to the physical. It touches every aspect of our being, our minds, our emotions, our spirits. The scripture offers us a profound insight into this holistic healing through the words of the prophet Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah 53, verse 5, the scripture says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." This verse speaks to the very heart of the gospel. The healing it refers to is comprehensive. It's not just about physical ailments. It's about the restoration of our brokenness, the reconciliation of our spirits with God. Through the sacrifice of Jesus, we are offered healing that transcends the physical, touching the deepest parts of our souls. This holistic healing invites us to view our challenges, our pains, not just as physical experiences, but as opportunities for spiritual growth and renewal. It encourages us to see our faith not just as a means to an end, but as a journey towards a deeper, more intimate relationship with God. As we continue to reflect on the child with the kite, let us also consider the moments when the wind gusts fiercely, threatening to snatch the kite from the sky. It is in these moments that the child's grip tightens, his stance becomes more determined, and his focus more intense. This resilience in the face of adversity is a powerful reflection of the kind of faith that we are called to hold. In the Bible, we are presented with countless examples of individuals whose faith was tested yet remained unshaken. Consider the story of Job, a man who, despite losing everything, declared in Job 13, verse 15, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." His resilience is a testament to the unyielding nature of true faith. When we embrace this kind of resilient faith, the challenges we face no longer dictate our state of being. The length of the trial doesn't deter us, nor do the voices of doubt and despair draw us away from our steadfast belief. Our faith becomes like a deeply rooted tree, unmovable, not because it doesn't face storms, but because its strength lies not in the absence of adversity, but in the unchangeable nature of our God. So, let us take a lesson from the child and his kite, and from the heroes of faith in the scriptures. Let us hold fast to our faith, even when the winds howl and the storms rage. For in our resilience, we find the true strength of our faith. Not that we are unchallenged, but that in every challenge, we remain unwavering, knowing that our God is with us, that He is for us, and that in Him, we are more than conquerors. As we stand firm, let us remember the promise in James 1 verse 12, which reminds us, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love Him." Let this assurance fill our hearts and strengthen our resolve as we continue our journey of faith, resilient and full of hope. Remember, my friends, the same God who listened to the desperate cries of the woman with the issue of blood and felt the touch of her faith is attentive to your needs today. He sees your struggles and understands your pain. Just as He restored her to wholeness, He is more than able to bring healing into your life. Let us not be swayed by the length of the battle or the depth of the wound. Instead, let us anchor ourselves to the unshakable truth that our God is a healer, a restorer, and a redeemer. With every step we take, let us draw strength from His promises, finding comfort in the knowledge that our faith, no matter how small, connects us to the immense power of Jesus. So, hold fast to your faith, stand firm in His promises, and watch as He transforms your trials into testimonies of His faithfulness and healing power. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, the one who mends the broken and restores the weary. I come to You with a heart full of hope and eyes fixed on Your boundless compassion. You are the Alpha and Omega, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Your power knows no bounds, Your wisdom no limits, and Your love no end. You are the one who made the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, and the mute speak, demonstrating Your power and mercy in every healing touch. In Your presence, there is no sickness You can't heal, no burden You can't lift, and no pain You can't soothe. I stand in awe of Your majesty, praising You for the wondrous works of Your hands, for the beauty that surrounds us, and for the breath of life that sustains us. You are the healer of all our infirmities, our comforter in times of distress, and our hope in moments of despair. Lord, I come before You with a heart full of gratitude as I thank You for healing and deliverance. Thank You for Your unending mercies, for the grace that covers me daily, and for Your countless blessings. In every heartbeat and in every breath, I see Your hand at work, guiding me, protecting me, and providing for me. Lord, forgive me of my sins, those known and unknown. I lay down my pride, my fears, and my doubts at Your feet. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I release any bitterness or unforgiveness I hold towards others, as I also forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, I ask for an increase in faith, a faith that does not falter in the face of adversity, but stands firm on the promises of your word. A faith that persists despite struggle and pain, a faith that can move mountains. Lord, let my faith be so anchored in you that even when I can't see your hand, I can always trust your heart. Like the woman who reached out to touch the hem of your garment, I extend my hand of faith to you, believing in your power to bring healing to every part of my being. I rebuke every form of illness, every symptom, and every discomfort. Heavenly Father, in your word, you have promised that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, with unwavering faith, I declare healing over my life. I pray against any deficiency, ailment, or disorder that may be lurking within me. Lord, rejuvenate my cells. Restore balance and ensure that my body functions precisely as you designed it to. May my faith serve as a channel for your healing power, infusing every part of my being with health, vitality, and strength. I trust in your ability to renew and regenerate, believing that with you, every cell, every system, every organ is revitalized and every aspect of my health is safeguarded. Lord, I ask that you break every chain of bondage and tear down every stronghold of the enemy in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of despair, and the spirit of confusion. I declare freedom, health, and peace over my life and the lives of my loved ones. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, for we are shielded by your grace. Lord, I ask for your blessings to flow abundantly in our lives. Bless our coming in and our going out. Bless the work of our hands and the thoughts of our hearts. I pray for protection against the attacks of the enemy. Deliver us from all accidents and negative incidents. Keep us under the shadow of your wings, where we find refuge and strength. Shield us from all current and emerging viruses, and guard us against all harmful bacteria. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, standing in faith for each other's healing, deliverance, and restoration. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Fill us with your healing presence. Clothe us with your armor and guide us with your wisdom. As we walk through valleys, climb mountains, or stand in fields of harvest, let our lives be a testament to your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for bringing healing, restoration, and renewal into our lives. We praise your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
It's Labor Day weekend, and you deserve a treat. Like 25% off all of your Liquid IV favorites and exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. Stock up on all your favorite hydration, from the Hydration Multiplier to sugar-free flavors and more. This is a limited-time offer, so stock up before it ends. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide, plus exclusive gifts with purchase at liquidiv.com, code LIVPODS.